Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omer Aleph. We're in the second volume of the Dir Shir Mishnah Berurah, and we're on Daf Tzadi Gimel Omer Aleph, as we mentioned, and we're in the middle of Hilchos Birchas HaMazon Simen Kuf Pei Ches. And we are at the very last word of Tzadi Beis Omer Beis, starting with Siv Zayin. We're talking here about what happens if a person forgot to make certain insertions in the benching on Shabbos, Yontiv, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, etc. So the Mechaber tells us that the start of Siv Zayin. Im Ta, the person made a mistake, V'lo Hiskir Basha Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yala V'yavu in the appropriate place in the bracha of the second bracha Al Aretz V'Al HaMazon, in the second bracha of benching. V'lo Hiskir Basha Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yala V'yavu. Now, Bein by Yom Uveim Elayla, this is true whether it's the daytime or the nighttime. In other words, if he had a meal after already it would say Kochavim, the night of Rosh Chodesh, so even if he forgot then, as opposed to by davening, and this is brought down in the Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel Bein Balayla. So he says, the afal gav de legabe tefillah kaimelon de einach zero. So even though in regards to the insertion of Yalav Yavu in Shmon Esrei by nighttime, by Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, we don't make the person go back in Shachach Yalav Yavu b'le Rosh Chodesh. And the reasoning there is because we don't normally declare Rosh Chodesh until the daytime, so technically it's not yet Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, even though our calendar is set up. Therefore, Hani Mila Lahachzer, that's when you have to go back and repeat the Shemona Esrei. Avol here, Avol Lahosiv Bracha Filu Belayla Nami. So he brings down, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the name of the Torah, that when you're talking here about adding in a special Bracha, that's not a problem, and we do, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavu, when you haven't yet started the fourth Bracha, Atova native, so then you still can add the special bracha that we say for Rosh Chodesh. And he says, look at the Rashba for as a further discussion of this. And if you look in Dirshu footnote number 23, he brings down Legabi Misha Shachar Yalav Yavu Bebechas Mazum Belel Rosh Chodesh Velo Pasach Batova native Shinira Shemaskir Sham Rosh Chodesh. He quotes there in the Rashba that a person in fact does have to go and say the special insertion bracha for Rosh Chodesh after you finished Bonei Berachmov Yishloim Amein, but haven't yet started Atova Meitiv. So here, the halach is that you do have to say the special insertion bracha before you start Atova Meitiv. And what is that bracha? Omer, now we have the gears of Baruch, which we'll see, according to most poskim, means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, with Shem Umalchus. Shenosan Roshei Chadoshim Liyamo Yisrael Lezi Karon. That's the entire insertion. You say this bracha, according to again most b'shem u'malchus, and you say shenos and roshi chadoshim lama yisol zikaron, and you do not conclude baruch ato Hashem with some sort of a additional chasima related to Rosh Chodesh, as we do have by Shabbos, where you say a special chasima. Now, this is all true. This is as long as you haven't yet started the bracha of Atova Meitiv. But if you've already started the bracha of Atova Meitiv, then you do not go back and you do not make this special insertion. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, well, there is a mitzvah to eat, there is no specific obligation to wash and to have bread. That you should be obligated to go and say Birchas HaMazon with Yalav Yavo. And the same thing, B'chol HaMoed Dino Kirosh Chodesh. And the Mechaber holds that Chol HaMoed has the exact same halachic status over here as Rosh Chodesh, where if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and you already were in Hatova Meitiv, so you couldn't add the insertion, so then you do not do so. Now, let's look inside. And we begin with the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei, and he writes, do we say the words with Shem Umalchus, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? So he brings down, look in the Bir Halacha, Shebe Ravnu B'Shem Rova Poskim, in Bir Halacha, Chafetz Chaim has a much bigger discussion that in the name of most Poskim, he says, the Gam Osa Tzorech Loma B'Shem Umalchus, that we do in fact say this with Shem Umalchus. Dishu foot number 18 brings down, Vavshi Baruch Asmuch Chaverta. Now you might ask, why do you have to say it with Baruch Ato Hashem anyway? It's right next to the bracha, Bonei Baruch Yishloim Amein. This is what we call a bracha smucha l'chaverta. So in Shmon Esrei, for example, after the first Baruch Ato Hashem, every other bracha just begins, Ato Gibor, Ato Kadosh, Ato Chonein. We don't start Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam because of this reasoning of a bracha smucha l'chaverta. If a bracha is next to another bracha, you don't have to start the new bracha, the second bracha, with Baruch Ato Hashem. So why two over here? Why don't we say this is a bracha smucha l'chaverta? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, since you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, it's as if you had a Hesach Hadas from benching over here, and therefore it's not considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. It's only nechshavas bracha zu kebracha b'fnei atzma. It's felt like it's a separate entity, a separate bracha, not smucha l'chaverta, and therefore that's why it needs a baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Now, in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim goes through in some detail, and he says that we do say Shemu Malchus. However, if you look in the Shari Tshuva over here, in the asterisk of and the Dibra Maskel, Omer Baruch Vuhulei, Mashma De Eino Omer Ba Shemu Malchus, he says, look in various Achronim that say you do not say Shemu Malchus. He says, the El Yerabba Daito Lahaski Ba Shemu Malchus Rosh Chodesh. But again, as I said, the majority opinion seems to be over here that you do say the Bracha with Shemu Malchus. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavav, and he writes that you're not obligated to have eaten bread at this meal. And he says, the davka b'Shabbos b'yontif, shemuchuiv lechol davka pas. Only on Shabbos and yontif is there a specific obligation to have bread. We know, of course, on Shabbos we have three times lecha mishnah, and on yontif there's a chiv to have a sud at night and sud during the daytime. And therefore, v'im kein chiv b'irchas hamozon kavua hu b'yom me'ela. Therefore, there's not only an obligation to have bread, but there's therefore an obligation to bench on those days. And therefore, l'kein tekinu rabbanu li'kuva. And therefore, if you forgot to say ritzei, if you forgot to say yalav yavo on Shabbos and or yontif, so then you have to go back. The rabbis instituted that you specifically mention Shabbos on Shabbos and Yontif on Yontif, and therefore if you didn't mention them, you must repeat the benching, or you definitely have the obligation to say the insertion. And he says, this is ukimo betvila. This is similar halacha like in Shemoneh Esrei. If you forgot to say the Shabbos conclusion, Makadisha Shabbos, if you didn't say the Yontif conclusion, if you didn't mention the Shabbos, you didn't mention Yontif, so then that Shemoneh Esrei doesn't count. However, avo b'Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, avo gav sh'osu l'sanus, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah to eat on Rosh Chodesh, mikol mokom, enu mechuyiv lechol davka pas. There is no specific obligation to have bread. If you want to eat cake on Rosh Chodesh, you just want to have cereals on Rosh Chodesh, you just want to have fruits on Rosh Chodesh, you can fulfill eating on Rosh Chodesh in that way. And therefore, there is no specific obligation, therefore, to bench on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, while the rabbis instituted that you should mention Rosh Chodesh, if you didn't, it's not ma'akev. It doesn't prevent you from being yotzi the benching. And therefore, if you did forget the insertion, you aren't obligated to repeat the benching. He then brings down the cause of a Magen Avraham, Duha Din B'Yontif. Now, the Magen Avraham holds that the same thing applies on Yontif. Yosim Yisud Achas B'Yom U'Bisud Achas B'Layla, Shemuchuiv Lechom. For any additional meals outside of the first meal that you're supposed to have at night and the first meal that you're supposed to have during the day. And he says, and for any extra meals that a person is going to have on Yontif, they have the same status as Rosh Chodesh, and you don't have to go and repeat the benching if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Unless you didn't eat at night for whatever the reason, and now you're having your second meal during the day on Yontif, so that second meal is a makeup for the first meal, so to say, and you're obligated to say Yalav Yavo. If you didn't, you have to go back and repeat the benching. Kivdalakaman, as we will learn coming up in Simon Tof Kuf Chav Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel over there. The Oz Afilu Besuda Shnia Chozer. And there, you have to go and repeat the benching if you didn't say the Alav Yavu even in the second Sud of Yontif, because it's the second Sud of Yontif, you didn't have a Sud at night. And he says this is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadol. Now we have a couple of interesting Dirshu footnotes over here to discuss. It brings down in Dirshu footnote number 19. Isha Sheshachach Haloma Ritzei B'Birchas HaMazon Shul Shabbos. If a woman doesn't say Ritzei in Shabbos, she forgot. So he brings down for Shelos Tshuvos Rekiva Eger, Shetzricha Lach Zolavarach B'Birchas HaMazon. She too has to go back and repeat the benching. Why? Kivon Shigam Noshim Chayavos B'Sud HaShabbos. Women are also obligated in having Lecha Mishnah, having the three meals on Shabbos. Therefore, they have to go back if they forgot Ritzei. However, on Yontif, if they didn't say Yalav Yavo, they don't have to go back, Rabbi Kiva Eger explains. Kivon Shemitzis Oneg Yontif, he mitzis Asishas Man Groma. Because it's a time-dependent mitzvah. While Shabbos is also time-dependent, we have the very famous rule, anybody that's included in Zohar is included in Shomer. So the women are also obligated in the mitzvah Saseh, as well as the low Saseh of Shabbos. But that doesn't apply to Yontif. And therefore, Yontif is time-dependent. You can't make Yontif whenever you want. It comes out at a specific time. And therefore, the obligation to eat on Yontif is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, and women are exempt. And therefore, if the woman doesn't remember to say Yalav Yavo on Yontif, eino isha chayevis ba, she's not obligated to have eaten that meal, and therefore, she doesn't have to go and repeat the benching. He says the one exception to this is, of course, Leil Pesach, when women are also obligated in achilas matzah. He brings down as well from the Shelos Teshuvah Shevis Halevi from Ravaza Zatzal. Sha'afim Noshim Chayavus in Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Even though women are obligated in the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, nevertheless, Ein Hein Chayavus Lecho Pas Machmazeh. While they may be obligated in Yontif, they're not obligated to eat bread. Sharigam b'chol hamoid yesh mitzvah simcha, because chol hamoid also has the mitzvah of simcha, and we don't find that there's a chiyuv to specifically have bread. So again, if you are obligated even in Yontif, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're obligated in the meals of Yontif to have bread. He brings down, however, the Kav HaChaim disagrees. And he writes, Isha Sheshachar Halahazkir Mein Hamora Einot Tzrich Halachzalvar Klal. He says, a woman that ever forgets any of the insertions on Shabbos and on Yontif, they don't have to go and repeat the benching. And he says this includes Shabbos, and it even includes the night of Pesach. Why? Because it's a suffix if they're even chayiv in benching in our Torah. And nevertheless, however, if they remember that they forgot to add the insertion before they started a Tov HaMeitiv, so then they're certainly allowed to go and insert the special bracha that we've been talking about. The issue for number 20 brings down, once you've already eaten, though, you are obligated in benching, so if you forgot the insertion, so maybe you still haven't been yotze the benching. So he says that's not correct. He brings out from Shlomo Zalman that he says, Shekivan shala achar shebirach yotze dechavosu, because once you've benched, you have fulfilled your obligation, sharik far hodel HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'mozon, because you gave thanks to HaKodesh Baruch Hu for the food, so nevertheless, that you didn't say Yalav Yavo, that doesn't ruin that benching for you. Mishum kach, afa pishalo hiskir, Yalav Yavo, eno chayv lachzul hodos. So on Rosh Chodesh, for example, or according to those opinions, say even on Yontif, that you don't have to go back, so you don't have to go back. As opposed to on Shabbos, mashenki mishabbos, and according to those opinions that say Yontif, sheesh bim chov lecho, there's an obligation to eat, and with that obligation to eat comes the obligation to bench. So therefore, since you have the obligation to have bread, so if you didn't bench properly, so then you weren't yotzei the benching. The issue for number 21 brings in a very important halacha. We just said that on Yontif, we have two meals that you're supposed to eat, one at night, one during the day. So it brings down from the Shari Tshuva, even though on Shabbos you're supposed to have three sudos, if you forgot to eat the Friday night suda for whatever the reason, so now, at the Shalosh Shudas Suda, the second meal during the day, you don't go back and repeat Ritzeh, just like the halacha is by Shalosh Shudas, that you don't have to go back. Because he says on Shabbos, Ikur Chiyav HaSudas B'Shabbos Hu Achas B'Layla V'Achas V'Yom. The essential part of the three Sudas that we're supposed to have on Shabbos is one is Friday night and one is Shabbos, the first meal of the day. And the second meal of the day that you're going to have over here, normally your Shalosh Shudas, you don't have to go back and repeat Ritzeh if you forgot to say it by Shalosh Shudas. He says the same halacha applies if the second meal of the day is really the second meal of Shabbos because you didn't have the meal Friday night. What about a sick person? If a person has to eat before the tefillah, he's sick, he's unable to go without eating. So the Birchas HaMazon that he says, he forgot to say Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, brought down in the Shelos Tshuva's River of Sephraim, brings down, She'enot Tzorech Lachzor, you don't go back. Because that meal technically wasn't, you weren't yotze, because it was before davening, so you weren't technically yotze, the Sud of Shabbos, and therefore, it's like any other meal, where you weren't obligated to eat bread, you don't have to go back and say Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo. Finally, go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Zayin, where the Mechaber said Chol HaMoed has the same halacha as Rosh Chodesh, that we don't go back if you already started saying Chatov HaMeitiv, then it's too late to go and say the special insertion, and you don't go and repeat the benching for forgetting Yalav Yavo. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Le'inyon She'ein Tzorech Lachzor, in regards to the fact that you don't have to go back and repeat the benching, Hu Adin Le'inyon She'nizkar Kodem Shizcha Latov HaMeitiv, Omer Brochato Hashem Elkeinu Ve'Achlam, Shenosan Mu'adim L'mo Yisrael, L'Sason L'Simcha Ve'Einu Chosim K'mo L'Rosh Chodesh. He says the same halacha applies if you remember before Atov HaMeitiv, you add the special insertion that we just said. Again, the Mishnah Berurah L'Shitaso says, according to many Achronim, you say it with Shemu Malchus, and he says you say Shenosan Mo'adim, that's for the Chol HaMoed, for Kal Yisrael, L'Sason L'Simcha, and you don't make a conclusion, Baruch Ato Hashem, and the conclusion of Chol HaMoed, just like we don't make a separate Chasima on Rosh Chodesh. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yotes, brings down that this is based upon the Magen Giborim, and he says, Kamosha Omrim Betulas Musaf. This Nusach that we said over here, Shenosan Mo'adim Le'amo Yisrael, is similar to the Nusach of Musaf. Or you say, Yomim Kedoshim, Kamosha Kosu Shaar Achronim. Other Achronim have the words Yomim or Kedoshim, but you don't say Yomim Tovim. Avalo Yomar Yomim Tovim, bringing this down in the name of the El Yerabbi, because technically Chol HaMoed doesn't have the full status of Yontif. It's a very interesting Dirshu footnote number 22, who's bringing down here from the Mishnah Berurah later on in Simon Tov Tzadi, She'ein Lomar B'Chol HaMoed Harachamon Yanchilino Yom Shekula Tov. Based upon this, that we don't call Chol HaMoed a full Yontif, so therefore, on Chol HaMoed, when you have the harachamans, for those that have the custom to say the harachamans, and they say for Yontif, harachamon yanchileni, yom shikula tov, he says you don't say that on Chol HaMoed. However, he brings down the Beis Meir that disagrees. He says this is totally on whether you put tefillin on or not on Chol HaMoed. Mestame, if you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so then you don't consider Chol HaMoed to be an os, a yontif, and therefore you wouldn't say this harachamon for yontif. However, if you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you're by definition saying it's a yontif that is pottering you from putting on tefillin, so therefore you would say harachamon yanchilen yom shikulatov, even on Chol HaMoed, according to the Beis Meir. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Evshar, Demikol Mokum, Yesh L'Omer, Besoch, Shar HaRachamon. If you forgot to say the insertion, either in the right place for Yalav Yavo, or the special additional bracha for the Roshi Chadoshim L'Amo Yisrael Zikaron bracha, that we said, you say both at night and during the day, if you didn't mention it during Yalav Yavo, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, but you haven't yet started HaTov HaMeitiv, so even if you forgot that, you still are allowed to mention in the Rachamon. Rachamon Yichadish Alenus HaChodesh HaZeh L'Tovul of Rocha. As we have already learned in Le'el, Sof Simon, Kuf Pei Zayin, Gabi Alanisim. As we mentioned there, if you forgot to say Alanisim, you don't repeat the benching, but you add the entire Alanisim over there in the Harachamons. So to over here, you can say Harachamon, Hu Yichadish Alenus HaChodesh HaZeh L'Tovul of Rocha, Elokeinu Elokei Avosenu, Yalav Yavo. That's what he seems to imply. However, he then says, Ulai Yesh L'Chalik. There may be a difference over here between saying Alanisim and saying Yalav Yavo. Because Yalav Yavo has Shem Hashem in it, the Ein L'Amr Levatola, and you may not be able to say that Levatola. And therefore, he concludes, therefore, we don't say, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, we don't say the entire Nusach of Yalav Yavo, like we do Halanisim in the Harachamans. That is the Psak over here of the Ramah. And now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says in Dibra Maslo, the Ein L'Amr Levatola, he says, Ayin in the Magen Avram, Shetom al Zeh. The Magen Avram questions this Ramah, and he says, "Dechi also lo matachanunim sheish b'maskor shemos." Is there a problem in us saying psukim or saying tachanunim supplications to our Kodesh Baruch Hu if they have the name of Hashem in them? That doesn't seem to be a problem. Dafka bracha levatala, sir. It's only a bracha that you're not allowed to say, but not the shem Hashem. And he says, "Horisi b'sefer big de yesha shemiyasho." He says the big de yesha reconciles this. The bechan gabe yalav yavo shekavanoso bazel lotzei de chiyuv bracha gora. He says because by yalav yavo you're intending to be yotzei a specific bracha, and therefore you're saying it now over here is worse than saying al hanisim. And he says, by saying the Yalav Yavo over here, Yesh Bozeh Chashash Brachal of Atollah. This is a shtickle lit like a Brachal of Atollah, as opposed to Alanisim, where it's not. And he says, look over there in the Big Deyesha, Shevi Simuchel Dvarav. He brings Rayas to what he is trying to conclude over here, this difference between Yalav Yavo and Alanisim. The Shari Tshuva, Dibra Maskov, Ulai Yesh L'Chalik, has a different reasoning. He brings down from the Ber Yaakov that maybe by Rosh Chodesh, everybody agrees you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forgot it. But he says there are opinions that say that you do have to repeat the benching if you forgot to add, say, Alanisim. He says that you have opinions that say you do have to go back, and therefore maybe that's why, to be Yotzi those opinions, we say the full Alanisim and Harachamon, but you don't say the full Yalav Yavo instead with the Harachamons. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Imcho Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, Vizkir Shul Shabbos, and you mentioned Ritzei, you mentioned Shabbos, V'lo Vizkir Shul Shodesh, but you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, V'lo Nizkarach Yitzchal Tov HaMeitiv, and you didn't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, nor did you say the special insertion, Shinosan Rosh Chodeshim Lama Yisrael Zikaron. So you started saying Atov HaMeitiv, so what should you do in that situation? Ein Ochozer, the person doesn't go back and repeat the benching. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Chafes explains, Kama B'chol Rosh Chodesh Shachar, this is no different than every other Rosh Chodesh, where if you forgot, you don't go back. V'afo gav d'bahu yom alo sagi d'lo achopatz. Aye, over here, it's Shabbos and you have to have eaten bread, so you might have said, well, that goes for Rosh Chodesh as well. No, the reason you ate bread, hay mishum Shabbosi, v'lav mishum Rosh Chodesh. There's nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. You didn't eat bread because it's Rosh Chodesh, you ate bread because it's Shabbos. D'achilas pas b'Rosh Chodesh lekechiyuv, as we already pointed out, on Rosh Chodesh there is no obligation to eat bread, shel Shabbos hari hizkir, and the only obligation was because of Shabbos, and you did mention the Shabbos, you said ritzei, and therefore you don't go back and repeat the benching, or say in any other insertion, over here, when you forgot just Yalav Yavo. That concludes today's shiur.